This week's This Life with Dr. Bob Forrest is courtesy of Bergamot Sport, an all-natural athletic performance-enhancing and muscle recovery supplement with the usual multiple cardiovascular benefits associated with the polyphenols in the Bergamot products. Hey, this is Dr. Drew, and you are listening to This Life
with Bob Forrest
and Dr. Drew.
Here we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's another episode of This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest. It's so exciting. Gather around the iPhone, turn the Bluetooth onto the speakerphone, and get ready to hear some live radio podcasting with some of our favorite people.
Also, go, Drew. Today's episode is brought to you courtesy of Bergamot, bergamotna.com, bergamot.com. Of course, our friends there with the polyphenol products from the bergamot fruit that we're so enthusiastic about. Order today and get 10% off at checkout when you type in DRDREW. And our friends at the National Assessment Foundation. Bob, what is that number?
You need treatment? Call 888-494-9186.
All this info is at drdrew.com. Again, we stand behind these guys. The more we stay involved with them, the better we feel.
Well, I just got the newest updates. How about this? 68 indigents got treatment last month.
That's amazing. That's National Assessment.
That's crazy.
Also, I have a slogan for the Bergamot.
You're not supposed to cheat that you're the guest.
All right.
Now they know you're the guest.
They don't know my name.
Except for the fact that...
I mean my voice.
Except that his face, his puss will be on the thing they click on to get to this podcast.
Bergamot, the herb that gives you a boner.
Right. Not really. But if that's what it takes to get people to take it, to help them. Helps their vascular health, which will give you a boner. But Simone Bienz is back in with us today.
Speaking
as well.
Of boners.
Yeah,
Simone, it'll give you a
sex
clit
therapist.
Boner.
Sex wow. therapist.
Wow. We encourage you to visit dr.com. Click on the Amazon banner for all your shopping needs, and we pressure your support. Head over to iTunes.
Clit
give us your
it.
Comments there. 5-star rating. Subscribe today.
But I feel.
Can I just say, I love Bergamot. I ordered
Bergamot.
Bergamot is here.
Bergamot.
For some reason, Susan, all of a sudden, our producer really was into these
your wife.
Sex jokes that you guys were. I've never seen her laugh so hard at these silly jokes.
She loves it.
What did you like about that particularly?
Which,
I guess so.
Yeah,
Drew, she told me that you're an
boner
animal.
Boner jokes
in
are
bed.
Always good.
She told me you're an animal in bed.
But Drew, I wanted to make a serious point before we got down in the gutter. Let me tell
you
something.
Well, we were already there.
I know. So,
Sandy.
So here's the
climbing out of it.
Coachella has gone on so long that there's this negotiation of can bands play multiple times, like Radiohead, Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Now you're getting into year 25. Radiohead playing for their fourth time, I think. But you know what I was thinking about? Yeah, it's like a thing. Like, you know. So Andy is our Radiohead, Red Hot Chili Peppers of this life, because I think he has been on it
the most
times.
Uh-huh. Well, I brag about that. I love that.
You're equal to Radiohead at Coachella, Andy.
So, oh, God, but I don't have the crooked eyes.
So, Andy, first of all, there's something I want to talk to him about before we get into this, which is you need, both of you, I'm pointing at Simone and Bob, to check out his daughter's videos on Facebook.
Yes.
They are so goddamn funny. I was.
She's good.
She's really good. I mean, she's 19 and so
following in daddy's footsteps in comedy.
No, way better. Way better.
Yeah, way better. She actually is better.
Oh my God.
But he's in a lot of he enhances them in a very, very critical way.
Small cameos.
But the cameos are very
cute.
Impactful. Very impactful.
And what's the name?
How do they look it up?
Her Facebook. What's Meg her? Dick. But she couldn't get Meg Dick, so she had to use her middle name, which is Sage. So it's Meg's Dick.
Meg S. Dick.
Meg S. Dick.
Meg S. Dick.
Yeah.
Is her middle name has an S in it?
Sage.
Sage?
Sage.
Meg's
where
Dick.
Where does the name Dick come from?
I guess it was a Russian Jewish name, but it was longer, like Dickowski or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. When they came over, they chopped it off.
They chopped it down.
That was accidental.
But the my name got chopped to pine in some cases in El Salvador.
Oh,
yeah.
But you brought it back to
no.
Its original splendor.
What is your real name, like Pinskyoska?
No. Well, there's Pinskyoska.
Pinskyoska.
Well, a lot of the Russian stuff is son of, you know, lives in. father of.
Oh. So it's
Pinskayev and Pinskaya and all this kind of stuff.
You
know. Andy, have you done DNA Ancestry.com? Everybody's doing it. I'm waiting on my results.
No, that would be that's because I was adopted, remember.
I know. So don't you want to know what nationality
you are?
Yeah,
that would
be
nice.
And you've been posting old family pictures lately.
I have.
Is there a reason?
I have my own like algorithm because I'm just back into the social media trying to up my game. All my friends, you have said people have so many followers.
Yeah.
And because I take all these breaks from it.
Yeah.
You know.
Why? Is that a break? No. Do you take a break?
Well, I just don't do it. And then it just drops out. People stop following.
Well, I've never really seen your family of origin until recently.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. So I do a family picture. I do one with my kids, I do one with somebody famous, and then I do one with me like working. Then I just do a weird picture, you know. Like I go.
Well, he's been sending us into his living environment in recent weeks.
Yeah, you're in it now, like this Instagram live thing.
Yeah,
which goes away. I love it.
Yeah.
And the picture that I think maybe you're talking about, the one where I was a busboy when I was 15?
No.
The family one.
The bus with the four of you.
The dog, the cat, mom, my dad, and my brother. And I realized I posted it, and I was looking at it, and I'm like, they're all dead.
Oh, I did not
know.
And your brother died.
Oh,
he died.
That's why I had that slip over the holidays.
Like
he died with me.
You're right.
Remember,
I didn't know about that. Yeah.
And
sorry.
No, thanks, Simone. But, you know, he drank himself to death. He drank himself to death. But they're all dead.
You know what Hank Jr. says about that? That's a family tradition.
Yeah, but this was not genetically encoded.
I know, but that's why I think nurture versus nature. You know what I mean?
When
you grow up in an alcoholic family, the way Andy describes his mom,
she was an alcoholic for sure.
And you just learn that.
Did they know your biological family?
I met them.
Did they know them?
No, I found them after they died.
So what we know about Andy, because I've been down this rabbit hole with him.
Well, hang on a second.
Who puts their children up for adoption?
Alcoholics.
Predominantly. Alcoholics. People with the genetic marker, let's say.
Typically, yes.
Then, rarely are you adopted by an alcoholic family.
I know.
He got a double whammy.
Also,
see, I was adopted within my alcoholic genetic family system, so it made sense. But he's the first one I know. Just clean,
wait a minute. Andy,
raised by
you missed something
alcoholics
here.
Adopted him.
Bob, you missed something. He's the product of a rape. So if the abortion laws were less stringent,
she was 16.
Definitely would have been aborted.
You never know about any of us.
I'm a walking, living abortion.
But I want to go back to
can abort me now. I'd be fine.
We're getting pretty heavy. I meant, Andy.
We're opening with abortion like Louis C.K.
Did you?
I saw the show. He opens with abortion.
He's like, abortion is very. It's bad. It's not. You shouldn't do it.
But
unless you should, unless
maybe,
and then you should do it right away. Get to the clinic and get one now.
Where did you see him in Long Beach?
No,
were you
the
there?
Kodak Theater.
Oh, okay.
Were you there?
Yeah, I went on Thursday and saw him. It was the most mind blowing
show I've ever seen.
The
in my life.
First 20
ever.
Minutes,
really?
And
I
then
was
he
gonna
segues.
Have to leave the
he
theater.
Opens.
I was laughing so hard.
Drew. He opens with abortion. Then he tries. He acts
suicide.
Like he's going to cool it down and moves into suicide.
Hardcore. And then something else. I can't remember what it was, but. Just the three taboo topics.
Well, that's great that he can get people to laugh about them.
Well, laughing. Some were not laughing.
Right. No, some weren't. Remember when he was talking about the teachers?
They started applauding.
You don't know where this is going.
Drew, you
got
to see him. You
got to
see him.
I'm sure there'll be a video.
Andy, you've been around forever. Isn't it one of the greatest stand-up shows ever?
Number one greatest show I've ever seen ever.
He does this thing where he says, and teachers, the teachers are amazing.
Yeah,
teachers. And they start clapping and he goes, hold on. Because I don't think you're going to want to
say. What's he say?
And then he says what losers they are to become teachers.
This one particular math teacher that teaches his kid. Yeah.
Oh, my.
He's so funny.
It's so funny.
I hope that's not a real
person.
Hey, can I tell you something? He's writing. He's paying my... Because remember, I have my little podcast, Skull Juice.
Yeah.
You know, it's no This Is Life, but we're just shitting around Dino and I, Dino Stamatopoulos. And Louis C.K. is paying Dino to write a pilot for Mary Lynn Rice Cup, and I'm going to be in it.
Oh my God.
So that's good. But it's just a pilot.
You never know.
Got to go to the next.
Crapshoot, Andy. Yeah, crapshoot.
We had Mary Lynn up.
News Radio was a pilot at one time.
Yeah, it was.
Nice.
With Kurt Fuller.
We had Mary Lynn
on.
This guy named Kurt Fuller. He's a great actor. No, he was the guy that gets fired to bring Dave Foley in, but he was only in the pilot, but he's so funny.
And Drew, you were saying you had...
Is Kurt our friend? Susan.
I think you probably do know him. He's a great actor.
Was he in Midnight in Paris?
I think he might have been.
I think it's our friend.
Mary
Lynn Rice Cup.
So Mary Lynn did
alternative comic,
she
really
did Susan's
weird
podcast.
She was on 24. Yeah.
She did Susan's. Oh. She was on Calling with Susan Pinsky. She sat right where Andy sat.
She likes spiritualists. Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
A little bit. So, Andy, the pictures of the shed is what I was talking about 10 minutes ago.
Can you believe it? You never knew
It's beautiful. I know. It's like, what the hell? Andy one day goes, hey, I moved from the garage to the shed. I was like, the shed? Jesus. And he had pictures of it up this week, and it was quite something. Like a lot of hardwoods. Yeah, and
I put $10,000 into it. It was like a... really Where nice mid-century modern man cave in Topanga.
Wait a minute.
Have you ever been to Topanga? Yeah. That just doesn't seem like Andy Dick terrain up there.
Why not? I love nature. I grew up in nature.
He had every buddy all in one house, all the baby mamas, all the kids, and he lived in the shed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be with those people out there.
There's no people to talk to.
No, I didn't like it. I would go in there, and there was always points in my life when I'm drinking, and I was in that shed for 3 years. So there was these moments when I was enjoying some wine in the shed. By the time I was like 3/4 of the way through a bottle, I'm sneaking out my shed, going down the hill, jumping the fence, and wandering to Panga. And you're right, there's no one there.
No one there.
I wandered into somebody's house. You can hear that 911 call. What does the perpetrator look like, or whatever they call it?
Looks like Andy Dick.
Well, this seems like a well-to-do guy with glasses. So...
home invasion by a well-to-do guy with glasses. Kind of looks like Andy Dick.
I thought it was a party.
So Kurt is our friend. We've known him for years.
He's the funniest guy.
He's the great guy.
He was so happy with that Woody Allen movie. He was the father of Amy Adams. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. He's been in everything.
I was so sad that they had only written his part for the pilot. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this is
Well, he's
going to
be in your thing now. And Mary Lynn is amazing. So funny. Yeah. Yeah. And so that I can't wait to see that. It's going to be great.
Well, if it happens.
When it happens. The
topic is so
strange. Was part of Simone's positive energy.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
When it happens, Andy,
like
not
that.
If it happens.
I was meditating, waiting for you guys to finish up with the Stephen Adler.
Is that what you were doing?
I was meditating.
Every time I go down there, he was getting involved in some food or products or drinks.
I do transcendental meditation. I went into a 40-minute meditation.
It's only supposed
to be 20. But your conversation with whoever that was,
Aaron,
was in. It was great. It was soaking in. It was all about positivity and all the different things you guys have done in the past.
So that's why we brought you here, Andy, because I want to tell you, you should never go to treatment ever again.
Thank you. But good. I thought you were going to yell at me for leaving.
No. You've been clinging to treatment centers and manipulating them with your charm and your bravado.
Oh, God. He caught me.
He admits it.
But here's the problem.
He caught me.
He lived on the beach in Malibu for free in a big mansion for 2 years.
I loved it. Who would
stayed sober?
I did.
Stayed sober all the time. Well, from one addiction, anyway.
That's why Simone is here.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about is I really, truly don't think you should go anymore. I think you got to stop thinking of yourself as an alcoholic victim that needs other people to tell you what to do. But you have to find people to trust to follow the simple stuff that all of us who have gotten sober and stayed sober follow.
That's why I'm here. I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
But if I hear that you're in another one of these fucking bullshit rehab somewhere, I'm telling you.
Well, what do you get from...
That's why Simone's here. Go, Simone.
What do you get from going to rehab?
Well,
a place to stay.
Yeah.
Aside from that.
Three hots and a cot.
Okay.
So
sleeping
like,
in the shrubs gets old. Right. But honestly, this last time I said to everybody, I said, I just need to get detoxed because I can't get off the alcohol. I stop and within 3 to 5 hours I'm shaking and I'm afraid I'm gonna have a seizure.
Yes,
it was that
might.
Simple. It was like that. And you know you might.
It's dangerous. Yeah.
Very dangerous. So I just wanted to get medically supervised. And I did. I went to Bob's Aloe House. And then I said, you guys, I'm only going to be here 3 to 5 days. I wound up staying 7.
Okay.
And then I started having that feeling, you know what? I could stay here a good couple fucking years. I was loving it. I would shirk all my responsibilities. I wouldn't have to work for 2 years again. And that started scaring me.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I heard you when I was meditating, Simone, talking to that guy about a program where they go in for 7 days, and it's $1,000 a day, and you come out, it's for trauma victims.
Yeah.
I don't know, what is that?
Well, this is going to be my new program.
Yeah.
This sounds like something
but the
I
one that
like
it was existing, I don't know
really quick,
much
before you get into
it
and this is what I would have needed because I started drinking because my brother died. If I had just jumped into her fucking 7-day program for trauma, I probably wouldn't have fallen off the wagon. It took me a good couple weeks to start. I said, I'm just going to drink this away because I wasn't feeling good
about my brother
dying.
What about the object of your other addiction being less available?
Sex?
Hmm.
Don't take that away from me.
Well, you were losing.
I thought Alaska took that away from you.
That's what I was saying. You were losing one of your addictive outlets.
Right. There was a couple things going down that weren't sitting
that seemed worse.
Yes.
It was.
Okay.
Sex addiction.
I was there the first night you drank. She was there crying and whatever, and I think it was your manipulation to get her not to leave.
Or pushing her away. It was one or the other. I was pushing her away like, I can't do this.
Maybe it was
nicely.
Both.
Yeah.
Do you know, something was wrong. You probably don't, because you were fucked up.
Well, you guys talked to me?
I talked to you.
I was very involved.
Oh, I don't
know. So was I.
Hi, guys. I'm here now.
and you were horrible to me.
I was.
Oh, yes. But thank you for that.
What did I call you any names?
Probably. I don't. I'm just like, whatever.
Was any of them clever? Well,
believe me.
I just
believe me.
Hear if I was funny.
You were a little funny.
Okay, good.
And you weren't, you know, you nowhere near the horrible things that have been said to me over the years.
Okay,
so,
good.
So don't worry about that.
Was it just more like, fuck off?
Yeah, like, I'm fucking fine. Yeah, don't fucking come over here. I'm fucking fine.
Oh, what an idiot I am.
But she was very codependent and very involved.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Something about that was a dance.
Yes.
Okay, so you recognize it, but you don't want to do anything about it.
Codependent foxtrot, right?
And by the way, what we were all saying was, yeah, Andy's loaded. He'll stop drinking and when he wants to, and that will be that. And he'll stop.
Right.
But you, like many alcoholics do, had her convinced you were going to die. I was just worried you were going to go to jail or something. God.
Well, she took care of everything by 5150ing me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Did not.
Well,
know
she
that.
Kept calling all around town to find till she could find somebody that would do it because she wanted me to do it.
I couldn't
do it
because you weren't saying you were going to hurt yourself, right?
Yeah,
I wasn't.
You were drunk at a beach house with no car keys. Yeah. Fine.
Who 5150'd him?
UCLA.
No, she did. She called the cops.
I know, but...
I happened to not have my shirt on, and that's like one of the signs that you're crazy.
I did,
really?
By
not having your shirt on? Half of Malibu is crazy.
Sleeping. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Sleeping.
I'm going to stop people when I'm hiking.
from now on, when people need to be put on hold, I'm going to suggest their family to take a shirt off.
Yeah.
Put your shirt off and they call the cops.
Brilliant.
It is one of the signs.
So that very first night... Or was it another night?
And I'm not kidding.
It was another night.
Yeah, the very first night.
That was
crazy.
Yeah, it was another night when I was at the Loft, my art gallery in Hollywood.
Yeah, I was going to come there. I was going to come there.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Did you have car keys?
No, I never drive. No.
Yeah, I was saying just get the car keys and hide them somewhere.
That's what we were all telling her. It's just like, look, let them, we'll just, you know. Because you were going down to the bar there.
She had never seen you drunk, right?
No.
Oh, well.
2 years of just smooth sailing.
So
and then the wheels came off.
And I so this was, sorry, Jude, this was, just so I'm up to date, this was just recently.
Yeah. Right after my brother died.
3 months,
right
2 months ago.
Because you kind of were prepared
for things.
So you were also getting close to your brother.
Well, no, you were sort of prepared for your brother to die, though, weren't you?
I was. Well, he always bounced back.
Oh.
But I could feel something was very wrong, so I flew out there, and I saw him, and I went, ooh, this ain't good. And they said, yeah, it's not good. We're actually going to move him to the hospice floor and let him die. And I said, well, I'm just going to stay. How long does he have? And they said it could be months. And I said, I'm just going to stay with him. I have nothing going on anyways. But he died within days. It was.
Well, then, I'm sorry, I'm going to just say something. So then I wonder whether he really felt you there. And I, there are some people who believe that people choose when to die. So in hospices, they will wait until either a person leaves. Yeah. And Susan will know this probably more than anyone, just in the, from your calling out show, in the sense of. So I think that's really quite beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And then you drinking, this is one way of looking at it. A coping mechanism, but B.
He didn't drink until he came home.
Yeah. Well, a couple weeks later.
I don't know. Maybe there was part of you that was keeping your brother alive.
It was like that because we drank together.
Right.
Yeah.
My take was I don't think he could take the double whammy of the brother dying and then the girl who he was so or still is so attached to and enmeshed.
Addicted to.
He'll describe it.
Thank you.
He'll describe it. She was moving back to Alaska.
Is she gone now?
So what qualities? What qualities?
She might come back.
What qualities are you addicted to in her?
Her tits.
I'm seeing through the bullshit. So nurturing.
I don't know. She is, you know what? I think she reminds me of my mother, who I really didn't like.
Oh, dear Lord.
She's like bitchy and weird. She doesn't take my shit. She almost gives me too much shit. She's not interested in climbing up the entertainment industry ladder.
So
she works in politics.
Traumatic reenactments.
So but honestly, it seems like she just, I hate to be so crude, but she just wants my dick, and that's like makes me feel good. It's like this animalistic, like we just like to fuck, and then
two
the other stuff.
Two addicts
is a fittedness. Yeah.
I don't know
all.
If she'd like me to be saying that, but
so when you so
you
when
like
you,
saying
when
it,
I believe you said it last time you were here. Yeah, I know you said it last time you were here.
Right,
I think that's what it is, and I like it.
So I wonder. I keep saying I wonder, going in sort of softly.
I wonder always followed by some horrendous question. Yes, question.
Well, I wonder whether it's you like her because she likes your dick.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I like actually, okay.
I know Andy's then, dick so, like the back of my head. I knew. He just went, wow, that was so cool.
Love it.
So are you liking the fact that in those moments, she makes you pain-free?
Yeah, for real. But it goes away so fast. Like after the sex.
So it isn't like within her that you're addicted to. It's to being pain-free.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But it's.
So there are other ways that we can work on being pain-free.
A nice glass of Pinot.
Penis?
Pinot Noir.
Okay. I knew what he was saying. Yeah. I was just trying to break.
Drinking, so
delete
drinking
Delete unconscious
sex.
Mind. Delete.
Hey, wait. I got a question for you. Follow up. We could do this together. So drinking sex makes the pain go away. Does fame and adulation make the pain go away?
Yeah.
What pain? Does. I think you're full of shit. What are you talking about?
You're right. He isn't. No, there is like when I'm all alone, I have this weird thing. Like if you guys all just stood up and said, we have to go for half a second, and you all walked out of the room, I get a sinking feeling. I get that
you know, like abandonment.
Abandonment, real bad.
Right.
If somebody walks out of the room.
Okay.
So there, then that's all. That's every,
called,
all
it's called
stuff.
Object constancy, right? Oh. So objects, when they're out of your field of vision, you can't imagine they continue to exist.
Some people don't believe they do.
Well, that's
there's a
very
crazy,
primitive. Very
crazy
primitive.
Mentally ill people don't believe they do.
All my things I know just come from being adopted, and you can't fix it.
That's that abandonment stuff.
You just can't fix
but,
it.
But well, the, it's, well, it's, a, it's really about not a pain so much as a hole that needs to be filled.
Yeah,
right?
can't be filled.
Yeah.
But it's a hole. There's a hole.
Well, can we reframe it? And I'm not saying it's simplistic. And please, I do believe that we can. It isn't fixing,
right? Because it can't be fixed. I really know that.
Well, because
we can reframe it.
Because
what do you mean?
You are not broken. Yeah. Your behavior is fucked up, but you are
you
not
like
broken.
That too.
And you can still be interesting and dynamic and influential.
Oh, look at how excited he's getting now.
How do we reframe it?
With learning all the talents that you have, yeah. with being fucked up and all of that energy,
yeah.
we have to now just reframe that.
Yeah.
Oh, good luck, Simone.
I'm not saying...
You don't know how to, though.
Well, I do.
This is when I have to sign up for her $7,000 course.
There you go. There it is. Yeah. But you'll get it for free.
Yeah. Yeah. Reframe your life. Ask me how.
And you can stay a year.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
$7,000 and I can stay a year.
No,
in
free.
Your, in your
free
shed.
Free.
You're going to let me have it for free.
Better than the shed in Topanga.
I'm in.
But Andy, but hang on a second. I do feel that there's a certain amount of something going on. You're not like connected up somehow right now. You're either not taking your recovery seriously. You're covering
right
up
now?
For something.
No,
you're
I
bullshitting
am.
On something.
No.
No.
Now I'm
sorry.
Doing every... Because he doesn't recognize me being so well.
Nope.
Do you think let's give him more information?
Okay.
I witnessed Andy's 2 years in Malibu. A lot of it was just acting out and not well.
Yeah.
But he was sober, yeah. right?
But he was also
because people are always around you when you're in sober living.
I think I might know what you're.
What am I feeling?
Okay.
It's something I'm feeling.
Maybe what you're.
What is it?
Detecting.
What am I feeling?
Well, I am doing very well. Because it's like a 80% self care. Day. Every day is about 80%. Like meditating out there,
yeah.
You know, exercising, eating impeccably,
yeah.
No sugar, nothing. You know, I'm not doing ketosis anymore.
But I almost feel like all that eating stuff is in preparation for the next drink.
Well, that's what you're detecting.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I'm
you're preparing
like
for
to
the next
get
drink.
To
yeah.
a place where I could
drink
like a normal person.
Yes. I feel that.
That's what you're detecting.
But I feel that
you're... That is true.
But not
really,
that you,
I'm not going
to lie. It's not even a wish. You're like planning it.
You guys get to. You motherfuckers get to drink.
So are we saying... I'm going to...
Why I love Bob.
Are we saying... What did you say? I missed that.
He doesn't drink.
I just... That's crazier than him being in love with the girl, to me. That you still
you know what though? That's me. At least I'd rather deal with this because this is he's willing to talk about it. That we couldn't even bring on the couldn't even get it.
Why is he obviously a problem?
Are you saying
you're not going to die from heartbreak or whatever?
Are you saying
you almost
that
did?
You want
I'm
to
worried
be...
about infecting your other stuff and then you dying. You so, see? Yeah. Hold on. We got to take a break. Be right back. You know, I'm always happy to talk to you about our friends at Bergamot. They're the makers of a variety of supplements that use the extract from the bergamot citrus fruit, those polyphenols. That fruit is in Italy. These supplements act as a natural statin that may improve a number of cardiovascular conditions, as well as symptoms of the metabolic syndrome, which includes high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar. As you know, I've been excited about the natural treatment since I first heard about it. I'm getting behind it. The science behind it is sound, and physicians throughout the world and cardiologists are actually using it. Now, the makers that brought you the formulation Bergamot NA, Bergamot Pro Plus, now bringing you Bergamot Sport. It provides all the same cardiovascular benefits, but has additional additives designed to aid athletes and those with a very, very active lifestyle. Bergamot Sport may help improve stamina and reduce recovery time and reduce muscle inflammation. Now, I've been taking Bergamot myself, and I suggest you talk to your physician to see if Bergamot Sport is right for you. And for a limited time, our listeners can save 10% on their order by entering the code Dr. Drew, D-R-D-R-E-W, at checkout. Again, that is D-R-D-R-E-W, all one word, at checkout, and you save 10% on your order of Bergamot. To order the Bergamot Sport for yourself, visit bergamot.com, Bergamot N-A, Bergamot, B-E-R-G-A-M-E-T.com, or click on the Bergamot banner on drdrew.com. National Assessment Foundation, it is the first not-for-profit concierge service developed for those suffering with drug and alcohol addiction. They provide you with professionals that you need. They have recovering people and well-trained people doing the assessments, and they refer to high-quality programs, and they follow up to make people sure they get into a program. And even those without coverage, without any resources, they will help them get treatment as well. And it is free of charge. They're a group of dedicated professionals whose goal is to help. They have a good knowledge base. They are connected to thousands of recovery specialists across the country. And most importantly, they are the one for you. The team is built of recovering addicts. As I said, they've been where you've been. They've been there and back many times. And they believe that your treatment should be as unique and as individualized as you. They custom build the plan and the referral. They believe that money should not stand in the way of quality treatment you deserve, and they will advocate on your behalf to ensure you get the best treatment available and be sure your disease doesn't prevent you from getting onto that treatment. And you should not worry about planning the treatment where you stay. You've got enough on your plate dealing with the disease of addiction. They will take care of everything. They will even help with travel arrangements on your behalf. That is the National Assessment Foundation at 888-494-9186. Again, 888-494-9186. All right, here we go.
And we're back.
We are again. Want to again thank our friends at Bergamet for being supportive of our podcast. And remember, Dr. Drew is where you check at checkout for savings. And the National Assessment Foundation, the phone number again?
888-494-9186.
And do click through on the Amazon banner. And we stand behind Mega Pro and Pro Plus for treating metabolic syndrome as well as lowering cholesterol and helping with vascular health. Weekly infusion, check out our conversation with Dr. Ehrlich there. We really get into the weeds of it, me and Dr. Spaz, Dr. Bruce Heischober. But back to your bullshit.
The weeds. There's a recovery center in Venice that allows you
I
to
know.
Smoke weed.
You want to go there?
Oh, that's interesting.
I wanted to. They wouldn't take me.
Why wouldn't they take it?
Well, they said I was a liability.
Well, they've got some judgment then.
Oh, they want money also.
They want money.
They want money.
Yeah, maybe. <They don't, laughs>
the weed, here's the thing. They'll let you stay there for free, but you got to pay for the weed. Yeah,
So,
I wanted to go.
Are you on medication or something?
No.
No, it was a bunch of herbs. He's taking two bags of herbs.
But I wonder if there's something in there that's making you...
I take nootropics.
Nootropics are good. I like nootropics. Yeah, but are you taking kratom or anything like that? Or anything weird? Or kava? Or...
Nope.
There are things that you shouldn't be taking in the...
Not kava.
You should not be taking kava.
Okay. I think in one of my things that I very occasionally take for sleep, it has some kava in it.
Okay, be careful. I just stay with melatonin or something like that.
Okay.
But that's anyway, that doesn't explain this.
And so what is all this
about? I'm doing real well.
You are doing well, but why I would feel like you're sort of planning for the next drink? You know, I just feel it.
Well, he's trying to... So
because
let me
he's
get
right.
The,
2 years being sober, by the end, I was pretty fucking miserable.
Yeah.
But Andy, if you were planning for the next drink, I would just be like, meh. But when you go, man, and you've said this to me, and I've seen it, you get dangerously out there fast. You go dark, very fast. You don't ever stop until you're there. It never.
And you've got to
it's
understand.
Never a light relief.
Here's my thought. I had 2 years, so 2 years away from drinking. I couldn't even remember what it was like.
Yeah.
And then when I did dip back in, I did go fast and
hard.
Now I'm closer to that hell I was in.
So this time you can control it.
I can.
Bob,
I can
he's gonna be fine this time. Because he's learned how to control it.
I remember how shitty it gets. I do. I remember
you walking around by the Poo Bell or whatever there with Jennifer
Jimenez
telling me you were going to die, and I that was only 2 years ago.
It was. Right.
La Poo Bell.
What do you associate with alcohol?
Oh, my God. Andy, please don't die. I'm just getting nervous. I'm getting anxious and I'm getting upset. And
we're codependent.
So no, I know, but let me tell you this.
What about
so he's loved by a lot of people. Mm. There isn't one person you can find, Andy, that thinks you should have a few drinks. It would be so great if you could just drink normally.
I can find one.
Who?
He's sitting right here. Pointing at Andy. He thinks so.
I think there's a way.
But
so
you know
funny
what,
when they
you know
laugh
what,
at
me. I know, Andy. I mean,
it's insane, Andy. What's the big deal
about drinking?
Can I
I've said what I have to say. You reframe it.
I want to understand.
The great reframer.
I wonder.
I'm going to go in differently. What is your meaning of alcohol?
What do I like
what
about
do you,
it?
Yeah, what do you, what state, what emotional state do you get from alcohol?
If I can have one or two glasses, it's just like, it's like meditating.
Right, okay, so what is, tell me what the state is. What is that state?
It's just a, I can breathe a little better, I'm more relaxed.
Great.
Like that.
So that's what you're wanting. It isn't the alcohol.
But I can't meditate all day.
Well, you don't have to.
And you can drink all day.
But you got to understand alcoholism a little bit, Simone, which is that his alcoholism is wanting the alcohol, period. Wanting the reward from the alcohol. Andy would like the relaxation and what comes along with it. But his brain goes, I want that in terms of wanting. I want the reward.
You drink, right? Mm-hmm. What do you like about it when you have a drink?
I
like that, right?
Yeah,
it's not really that deep of an experience.
I actually,
well, you're
I
not,
stopped.
But that wasn't your thing. For the real alcoholic, it is, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, see?
Heroin.
Well,
Andy, have you ever tried heroin?
No, Bob, shut up.
Oh, my God.
Don't even plant that seed.
I have smoked it. I knew right away. I can't go there. That was too much.
If we
it's too good.
I know I'm looking at this from a different aspect,
and go ahead.
I know that Andy has been. You've been using that as your coping mechanism for a long time.
What?
Alcohol, straight sex, or just a way. So you're
not just straight sex.
he's. I like it all.
He likes it all.
Okay, so
except in me boom boom.
So you're looking.
I don't like it in me boom boom. I'm just talking your language.
Now I get it.
I wonder if you like it in your boom. Just kidding.
So just okay, round and about.
Oh my goodness. You see,
apples and pears.
And look at how much. How do you feel right now?
This I like. I like laughing.
Right.
That's the number one of all.
Right.
Better than drugs.
Probably the audience laughing, fame. Right?
Okay, let's get back to the relationship that he medicated himself with. Did you laugh a lot with your girlfriend?
No.
No. Well, then what the fuck are you with her for?
His dick.
Oh, jeez.
But we did laugh, but just not a lot. It's hard, you know.
You need somebody to laugh with. Do you laugh with your ex-wife?
I laugh with you guys, but I'm not going to be fucking you guys.
No, but do you laugh with your ex-wife?
Yes, sometimes.
That's where he always retreats to, her house. Mm,
it's true. You
How crazy is that?
No, it's not crazy.
Oh, look at the therapist's face when she heard that.
What was that?
Her and I fell in love with each other before I was on TV. So she's one of the few people I trust.
The only person you can trust.
Right.
Yeah. Who's mom?
And I have two kids with her.
Who's mom?
Lena.
Lena and but who's
Lucas? Who
are the
Lena
kids?
Lena's
kids.
Jacob and Meg. The daughter that does those great videos.
Okay. How many children do you have?
Three.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wondered whether we were actually going to go through The Sound of Music then. We were just like, and did it, and did it. I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to really keep up here.
So do you laugh with her? Because I would say that's the most connected person you are. That's the one person that always.
Lena?
Yeah, that's where he goes to reach. That's where he lives.
I laughed the most with Dino. That's why I went back to him. I was looking at where and when did I laugh the most. My first comedy partner, Dino, and we started that podcast.
Just go.
Right.
So we do it every week. I'm like, when can we do another one? When can we do another one? When can we do another one?
So you guys laugh together.
Drew, in regular life of normal people,
he texted me back, some people have a life.
In regular life of normal people, how many times do you see a contentious divorce to save the children, and yet the ex-husband is just continually rescued by the ex-wife?
Almost never.
But it's his story.
No, I know.
Really?
I know.
It is my story. Isn't that weird? I can't figure it out.
Well, that's why we're here, to try to figure out a better way.
We don't need to.
I don't think
I don't like living there. I'm not going to lie. I like being with my kids and close to my kids, but I'm not going out with her. We don't fuck.
Oh, my God. It's always back to the sex addiction, too.
But it just seems weird that I'm in there.
I'm so glad I don't have to document this.
Who are you? When you're having sex, who are you?
When I'm with my ex in her house, it's like I'm an Airbnb-er. In that house. You know, I'm like, I don't even fit
in. That's where the shed was, wasn't it? In her house?
No, this is a different one. She has a house in Woodland Hills
but
I bought with my Dancing with the Stars money. Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Andy.
She bought it.
Do you know that that clinically talking to you...
Just bought a house for
listen,
herself.
Andy, clinically bitch. Talking to you for 30 minutes takes 4 hours to document.
There's a lot there.
A lot of levels.
A lot going on. Oh, God. But strangely, as in a way, I feel better about your planning to drink now than I did about you being in your sex addiction. It's weird.
Good.
Yeah, because at least we can honestly talk about it.
Yeah.
And you're not practicing it yet. Yeah. You know, but...
Oh, Andy. Oh,
my God. Well, I don't think he... Did he steal something from our liquor cabinet?
No. He's planning his next conquest.
No, I know. Not quite ready. Oh, female conquest.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the next...
Yeah, I might have to.
He or might she's have
gonna,
to.
Or she's or the, my girl's going to come back, maybe.
Or you could
be alone.
Or you could plan a new podcast. Where
you need to learn how to be alone.
No. I'm not saying that. Yeah. You need to learn and see that you are capable of joy because you're sitting alone. Here. I'm not saying whether it's alone.
I'm 51. There's not many years left. I want to have a partner.
Oh.
You have like three so far.
You have one probably.
Yeah, huh?
You have one and you have one. I'm the lone. I'm looking at me over here.
I'm glad you didn't say probably to Drew. You have one probably. Oh, bless you.
He is an animal in bed.
Oh, my God.
Now you know when you hear something once and you think, ah, and then you hear it twice, someone else says it, and it really adds weight.
What?
Susan has said that to me as well. And I'm sorry. Right. I am, Susan. You can delete this bit out, but I am going to say that Susan...
Drew's face is so red.
Where are we going, Simone?
No, I am proud of you. Susan said...
I love it.
That,
great.
Hold on. It was that Drew gave the... best oral sex she has ever had.
You're
and
an
I am like,
I'm wondering what do women talk about in their free time?
This is locker room talk.
Which is wonderful. And you know what? When I heard that about Drew, I was like, I am so proud of his multi-talents.
Yeah. Codependency as a utility.
Cool.
But so Andy, are you planning on avoiding life again by getting a new partner or trying to entice her to come back from Alaska?
What's weird that you would say that, avoiding life. Yeah, because there's things that I should be getting done.
You should be.
Should be focusing on. According to whose rules?
You can start focusing on career.
You want to?
Spent five years in rehab. 5 years in rehab. Five out of 51.
Maybe more.
And by the way, do you go to meetings?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, right. I do. Go to more meetings. Go to more meetings. Forget.
Yeah, I go up to the Aloe House and listen to Bob talk for two. Drone on for 2.5 hours.
It's not a meeting.
It's better than a meeting.
No.
It's actually better. It's so fucking. All of them should be recorded.
It's not a meeting.
It's fascinating.
But it's not a meeting.
Helps me. It helps me because I see somebody that I consider cool staying sober and not doing it the normal way.
Oh, boy.
What?
Did you hear what he just said, essentially?
You know, I left because I listened to you that day. You're like, all of you should check out tonight.
I was talking to the 20-year-olds who don't want to be there.
I checked out. I checked out the next day. Bob told us to.
Andy, you got to understand, it's all 20-year-olds who don't want to be there. And then there's a row of four adults. And I was saying, I'm not talking to the four adults.
Andy knew that wasn't him.
I checked out that next day.
So let's have Simone really work her magic for a second. All kidding aside,
this is worth $7,000.
You know we love you, and we worry about you, and we're here for you. You're going to do what you're going to do.
Yep.
How did it feel to see Steven Adler? That was kind of fun, right?
It was great, and he looks amazing. Mm-hmm. 10 years younger than when I knew him 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So keep that in mind as you make your choices. Yeah. You could
guess. He told me that. Do you know he's 5 years sober?
Sorta.
He smokes a little.
Yeah,
you guys know that. Okay,
he's very honest. He slips around a little bit. We get it. We know.
Yeah, barely smokes a pot.
Whatever.
I love that. I think it's great.
Looks
great because he's not doing heroin, and I don't think he's drinking.
Progress, not perfection, my friend.
Yeah.
What about you, Andy?
Simone,
here we go.
Okay,
I'm gonna get some peanuts while you're doing
it.
Peanuts.
Don't forget we're
going to
go eat.
Why does it sound funny when Drew says, I'm going to get some peanuts?
He
says it so sweetly.
He's so
peanuts.
Cute.
Peanuts.
But he's
an animal. Right. I want to teach you a... Right. First, I want to say, I want you to focus on doing your transcendental meditation, and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
I agree. I think it's been a lifesaver.
Fantastic. And there's so much research that I'm just coming across now talking about meditation and how when like people do that, like statistics of them breaking free and finding inner satisfaction another way is like a really good statistic. So I will say to you, keep doing these wonderful, like you say, the 80% self-care.
Yeah.
And part of that, I think it's super, super, super important. Part of that, smile. Mm-hmm. Smile, smile, smile. Even when you think, oh, I don't want to smile. Keep that smile on your face, because what you're doing is literally sending signals to your brain. Dopamine comes and then oxytocin flushes down and it cools your mind. So you can be your brain's own bartender. How about that? How about
pack
you be
your
brain's...
up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile. Smile.
Right, okay.
Smile.
Okay,
what so about I've... smile though your heart is aching?
Aching.
Charlie Chaplin.
Uh-huh.
Saddest song in the world.
Charlie How's this? Chaplin.
Oh, God.
Hey, when you went and saw Louis, when you said,
God,
saw
I honestly
Louis,
was going to have to leave the theater. I was start, I was
but
laughing so hard, I was coughing.
But you didn't
up
feel like drinking.
Fuck no, no. But I also knew I was going to be seeing him after the show backstage to talk about that.
And
new
what
show.
He would be upset if you were drinking,
fuck, yeah,
wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, of course he would.
Everyone he knows would be upset
yeah,
if he's drinking.
Everybody. So if I ever do drink, no one's going to fucking know. Well, that's what you guys did to yourselves.
Oh, God.
Can I just
you
name something?
You did it to yourself.
Can I just say
it
that
sounded
when...
like To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, God.
Do you know what you just did then? You completely took away your power. Oh, I guess here I go. Responsibility is power. You just took away your ability to be in the moment when you were laughing your tits off, as we would say in the UK, laughing your tits off to Louis C.K., and then you just went, well, it was only because...
Well, no, the drinking part.
That you didn't drink. You didn't give yourself the power. That the joy of seeing him
I
be
did,
so good.
Because I knew I was going to see him backstage.
Okay, and
but did
and,
you think about drinking? You didn't think about it?
Probably not during when I was laughing. No way.
No way.
Here we go.
No.
So you need to laugh more.
I know.
I got a headache.
So come on,
I was laughing so much.
Drew, we have to find this.
It'll be on a special, I'm sure.
Yeah.
On TV, I'm sure of it.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's,
oh, yeah.
Maybe it's. I don't know. If
each
it could
one
be
is different. I don't think so either. Each one is different. He said too, and I said, "Was anybody filming it tonight at the Kodak Theater?" He said, "No," and I'm like, "That's ridiculous."
It was the greatest
it was like
show I've
lightning
ever seen.
In a bottle. Amazing.
Well, lightning so, in a bottle. Okay, so let's
my
let's
daughter.
Make...
My daughter was there.
Let's create some lightning in a bottle.
Oh, here you. She goes. This is some kind of. Exercise from her
she does
7
like,
day
she
program.
Does like a hypnosis thing. So she's going to do it to you.
Well, I'm going to do the breathing.
Okay.
I thought to add in the breathing, if that's okay with you, Drew.
I'm okay with whatever. It's okay with the producer.
Yeah. I notice when I meditate now, Simone, that my body goes into this very deep breathing.
It's called
thing.
Sleep.
No, I'm not sleeping.
Okay.
Like because I'm doing my mantra and I naturally have just start doing this. I never had that before.
Oh, you're right. TM is based around a word, breathing the word. So it's a
but it happens naturally. I do this very deep breathing.
It's fantastic.
Are you supposed to be saying the
keep
word in your
mind?
I'm doing, and I'm doing qi gong. You know,
you're mixing meditation
kind of a tai
together?
Chi. No, this is a one of these things. Qigong is like a tai chi kind of thing.
No,
so
you're
that's
supposed
like
to sit with your feet on the ground for TM and sit.
That's I do them separate. Yeah,
oh.
Meditate. And
you
then
understand
I do,
this is also
qigong,
so we can drink.
He's right. He's exactly right.
You understand?
I want to get to a place where I'm so zenned the fuck out
and that healthy I can physically,
and mentally, emotionally.
What about career?
Relationship wise, career doing great.
Okay, so you're not going to be drinking for like two or three years.
He knows it.
So you're not going to be like drinking for two or three
if it
years.
It takes that long.
Well,
you might be right.
No. He has a time frame in mind. How long?
Because I'm
hoping by the summer.
Yeah, I want to know when I need to clean my schedule.
I can get it back.
I had to clear my schedule. So.
I can get it back quick. Yeah.
So I wonder
clear
whether you're okay. And I know, Drew, and I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish. I wonder whether you're saying that you want to be yourself and healthy and happy and joyful by July.
With Pino.
Yeah. Yeah. No, right now, but then, you know, after a nice, good bout of it, yeah, 2 or 3 months.
To me, I'm going to look at it as something different. To me, it's the test. Because, well, it's the test.
No, but invite the misery back.
It's a trauma cycle.
I just want to get grounded for a while.
In NLP, we call it the convincer. So you are basically, I know this is different, and maybe I won't use you as an example. Okay. I will just say if somebody wasn't in a long, long pattern. It could be that they were like, yeah, I want to drink in July. I want to have a drink in July. Know that I can have one drink. Oh, great. So you're testing yourself. You're testing. It's the convincer. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I can have one drink. I know with alcoholism, Drew's being very quiet. So I know he's like, Simone, understand alcoholism.
No, I'm just listening. Just listening.
I
you do understand. That's why I know.
Okay? Yes, it could go down. But then, I don't know. Is there another way that you can test yourself?
Test myself with alcohol?
Which I'm looking at it differently. I'm looking at aside from if imagine, not that Drew's like
no, leave me out of it.
Expertise didn't
leave me out of
didn't
it.
Exist. No. I just wonder whether what you're saying, I don't know, unconsciously, I'm listening to your conscious mind, which is great, but your conscious mind is also full of shit. And it's like 7-8%. 9%, 10% of your brain. Let's talk to where the change happens, which is the unconscious mind.
Okay.
And unconsciously, and if I look at it from a perspective, unconsciously, let's say according to Ayurveda, every single cell of yours, Andy, is perfect. Every single cell.
Thank you. I'll take that compliment.
It's just there's some, they call it in Ayurveda, like ama. There's some negative, like mental toxins, physical toxins.
I think that it's going to take 2, 3, 4 months to get those handled through meditation, eating right, exercise, and I think I'll purge myself of that. And then by then, maybe
you'll clear yourself of negativity.
And then I can maybe have a glass of wine here and there. There were times in my life where for a whole year I was able to have one glass of wine.
Okay, I'm going to challenge
you. You knew me at those times.
I've known you for 20 years. And all of our mutual friends, you're one of a kind. There is no one on this planet like you. Thanks. Except for the statements you're making are textbook out of the big book, Alcoholics Anonymous.
I know.
It is the great delusion of all of every alcoholic to be able to enjoy their drink.
Like drink normally. Yeah.
Normally, yeah.
Doesn't that piss you off?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to jump in.
I immediately say that not me, though.
I'm going to stick to, just to add a different perspective.
Not me.
I'm saying that what you associate with alcohol is joy and calmness and peace. And I believe,
it's a medicine almost.
You are your own medicine. What you're saying is you want that state.
Life is the disease.
You don't need what you think you need. You need to replace it. We can't just get rid of alcohol and look what you're doing to actually achieve that state. Just keep going with the meditation. Let me teach you this breathing technique.
But she said something very profound that you got to listen to. She said it. You could easily miss it but it was profound. Which is that you have to replace it. If you're going to stay sober, you must replace it
with something.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very critical concept. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Disciplines.
Don't
I am
try.
Doing them.
Thank
doing
you.
Them.
Yeah. Great. See.
Well, are we doing something?
Do or do not. There is no try.
Yes. Yoda.
Do or do not.
NLP is based on Yoda. But try implies when we say try implies failure. Right. Put your hands up. So your hands up like this. So just put when your palms are facing up. That increases your prana. Your energy. So your good energy that we want. So what happens in the Western world, we sit with our hands down a lot. Mm. Down, crossed over. We want it as much as possible. I've started sitting like this in meetings, which is like, please give me some more, sir.
Meetings.
Hands
are you,
together.
You're
oh, meetings
recovery?
As in, no,
oh, meetings.
I mean meetings,
okay,
like when I step out of the house. So, right. Okay, so just focus on keeping your hands
okay,
up like this.
My fingers are curling up. What am I dying?
It just means that your fingers want to curl
trying
up and
to
be
get
closer
a Budweiser
to you. Okay, delete unconscious mind. Okay, so, yes. We imagine a person snoring. Mm. You did it even then. So breathe. Just do an impression of "Teach me, I'm an alien," and I am literally.
Snoring.
I am an alien, according to the U.S. government.
You
don't alien.
Have your green card.
I have a green card, but yeah. Isn't that you're still an alien? Oh no, I'm a resident.
Yeah.
Okay, I was an alien. Now I'm a resident.
Yeah.
Now I'm fucked. No, I'm joking. So.
Do somebody
do
breathing.
An impression.
I mean,
do
snoring.
An impression of somebody snoring.
Okay.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. And can you hear it at the, can you feel it at the back of your throat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this breathing is called Uche. And what we're doing is we're breathing in. You're going to breathe in through your nose and through your throat. And so. Through your nose. Oh my God, you have got a very, your nose is upside down.
What do you mean?
Other people call that a mouth, but apparently you call it a nose.
Let me show you. What?
Let me show you. Okay. So, Andy.
Breathe in with that noise.
So it's through the throat. And as you get more. Perfect, Bob.
That's me.
Oh, sorry. Perfect. Perfect. And now out.
With the same noise?
Mm-hmm.
Through my mouth, though?
Through your nose? I have to exaggerate. I like the way Drew isn't doing this.
Sounds like my brother when he was dying.
Okay, good. Then we know that your brother had a beautiful passing. Okay? So...
This house is haunted. This is just freaky sounding.
It is freaky sounding and it's wonderful. So now we're going to do it to a count, okay?
Okay.
So breathe out. Just really breathe out. Take a normal breath. And we are going to do it with a smile because when we do Uche, when we do what is called pranayana, when we do this like wonderful breath work, we want to do it with joy and happiness. We don't want to, not like we're taking a shit, okay? So, which is the Western version of me talking about some beautiful Indian technique. Okay, so, no, you don't want to be like you're taking a shit, mate.
Shit your tits off.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
So, one, two, three, four, five, six. Hold. One, two, three, four, and out. Two, brilliant. Two, three, four, five, six, and hold. One, two, brilliant. First round and second round in. Two, with a smile on your face. It's brilliant. With force and enthusiasm. Wonderful. Hold. Two, three, four. We have a doctor in the room. I'm just letting you know if anything happens. And out. Two, three,
This is a Woody Allen film.
Six, and good. Hold. One, two.
Is Yuri Geller on the premises?
And third round. And go. One,
you're
two,
you're such a good student,
three.
Andy.
Boy, he's brilliant. And hold.
He's not blinking. He's not blinking. He's got a blink.
He's not breathing either.
Two, three, four, five, six, and hold.
Good one.
One, two. Okay, now, after three rounds, we're going to leave it there. Because
yes,
we
please.
Did, actually.
Please.
Didn't it?
Yes.
Right, and now we're going to do something else. So, Drew, I want you to do this one, because this is, you do, don't you?
I do.
See?
Feels good. I'm doing that every fucking day.
Right. Okay.
I'm
going to so
do that before. My thing is.
Do
is
it before
I need,
meditation.
And right before I go on stage.
Oh,
that's
yes.
When I, that's when I would like
okay.
a drink. I would like a drink
okay.
right before
going. You're not getting any fucking
early
drink.
On, I just saw
stop talking about
Steve
drink.
Martin uh-huh. doing his little oh. bit with his manager. And I saw, you know, it was, and he would have a glass of wine on the piano. Yeah. Just a nice glass of white wine. And he would just sip it. And I'm like, that's what I would like.
How
to
do you know it was white wine and it wasn't grapefruit juice? Oh, not grapefruit juice.
Water.
Grape juice.
No, you could see it was slightly yellow. And
or his piss. Maybe he had his piss. Urine therapy.
Yeah, one of the four agreements is to not assume.
This has gotten very crazy.
I also read his book. I read his book. I know that he
born
would have
standing.
A glass.
Okay, right.
Born standing up.
Okay, Drew, I want you to do this.
You need
one.
To work at Knott's Berry Farm. That's the
right. Okay, come on. Yeah.
Forget the wine. You just need to work at Knott's Berry Farm.
What are we doing?
Farm.
Drew? Yeah. Last right. one, grand
I'm,
finale.
Disneyland.
Okay, I'm going
to
ask.
I got to get home to my kids.
He okay. worked at the Melodrama Theater at Knott's Berry Farm.
That's right. And he was at the Magic Shop.
The Magic Shop at Disneyland.
Hands. Palms in front.
Drew
like
hates
that.
It.
No, you're going to like this one, Drew.
Promise.
I promise. So palms, loose.
You're making Andy think about sex. Is the
no,
that's
no.
What's happening.
Palms,
loose.
There
I'm
we go.
I'm telling you that's what's happening. Okay. Right?
Wait, he's going to, okay.
What's
so,
happening?
Well, let's get on with it then, okay? So.
Okay. No.
Come on, stay with me. Stay with me. There we go. God. It's good to love, okay? Yeah. And we're going to go up. And.
I have a shoulder problem.
Up and over your
shoulder.
Shoulder.
Up and down.
Do it.
So
there's no best.
And down. So in
sing
and
it.
Down.
There's one. No business like show business. Like no business like no. Everything about it is appealing. We'll allow to get that happy feeling
when you're stealing that extra bow.
Hello.
Now, while that
you're right,
wasn't
it works.
Right?
It works.
Your version is brilliant.
Oh, come God. On, Andy. You don't need a drink. You just need a little bit of
you
show
you know what
business.
Would make this thing a little bit better?
Right.
A drink.
Some Pinot. A little glass of wine to sip.
Glass of wine.
All right, I gotta go home. I got
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, we're out.
All right, please, we can't. Unfortunately, we can't take back what's on Instagram now.
It goes away.
Does well, just, whoever's it, watching.
Nobody. But you can't record it. It's
what
weird.
We can do is edit that's this out a little bit. We
no just business like show. Don't edit anything out. It was great.
Oh,
okay.
God help us. Andy, I know
I
you're not
you
going to drink.
Will you please take care of yourself?
All yeah. I know, Drew, is I know Andy's probably not going to drink till summer. I don't have to worry every night.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
I think that's probably
check back in July.
That's probably true.
You know what? Let me come on more often because this is so fun for me.
Anytime. Yeah. You're always welcome. You are always welcome.
Love
my
guys. Love you guys.
I got to go.
All right, hold on. Check out Dr.com for the family of podcasts that
thanks,
are there.
Simone.
We have new shows, articles every week. Also, thanks for your support. Sign out for
thanks
our email, dr.com/contact.
The man behind the board.
And, visit our other show. I've got everything there. Bergamet, of course, and National Assessment
Foundation.
Thank you, Andy Dick. Thank you all of you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
Sick of the average, I'm sick of these bastards. Sick of these motherfuckers laughing at me like, whoa, fucking charging me, your son, I'm about to blow. Acting like you know my life, you will never know. Pushing my hater, here's a congratulations. You know my name and I listen to radio stations. Learning a lot with people and how they plot. And I put the puzzle together and shiver like I'm not. Look at them, you ain't nothing with that fucking IQ. I got a bunch of people listening, cause that's what I do. Fuck money, I don't rap for these fucking dead presidents. I rap also elegant for free like a militant. Oh, they hate me now, yup, so I raise my brow. I'ma have to shape up on these demons, mama made me proud. Everybody better listen now, everybody hear me out. I'ma take your hatred and just shut it down. My life ain't nothing like yours, you better get up with the program. I try to live my life, but I can't cause I want, cause I want, cause I want. I try to live my life, but I can't cause I want, cause I want. Hey, well I'ma live my life, living it like I want, like I want. What is life? Life ain't nothing but a riddle, filled with a bunch of rainbow looking skin.
Skittles. And once in a while when a certain color fibbles, it skips like a rock on a pond and the ripples. So sick of these lames, sick of them brains, sick of the sheeps. Everybody wants to be a follower. We are created with the same DNA and the same blue blood, but you still are a follower. And that's okay, I get on my knees and pray like every day. Now everybody's saying I'm a foreigner. No such a follower, something that is the problem. Get it the fuck away from me, something bringing the faith for me. Sick of these motherfuckers, they really making me crazy. Nursery rhymes, look at this, rock and pop, baby. You're a person that's not for a good impression. The fuck, I'm glad you did it. Now that I'm away, good riddance. My life ain't nothing like yours, you better get up with the program. I try to live my life, but I can't, cause I want, cause I want, cause I want. I try to live my life, but I can't, cause I want, cause I want. Hey, well, I'ma live my life, living it like I want, like I want. Hey, I like you, but I know you don't like me. So I'm doing him, my tummy makes you wanna fight me. I'ma fight you, and we gon' put it on pay-per-view. Allegations, got me really feeling like I'm new. I am Trish, accusing me of something I never did. I got those blonde heads, really got you fucked up in the head. Who is she that makes shit up? Dog is on the up and up. We got these people talking shit like I never will erupt. Huh? When it goes pain, Father let it rain. I'm praying for these motherfuckers, wipe away the pain. All the pain that I sustain while you're picking on my brain. All I'm picking on my brain, I was raising you, man. Huh? You're a bully, so don't say nothing to me. Sticking on me really gets me woody. Calm down, bitch. This ain't a motherfucking invite. Brush up me now. Motherfucker, it's like my life ain't nothing like yours. You better get up with the program. I try to live my life, but I can't.